This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of blowing your mind on a regular basis, John Whitehead is the founder and the president of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org, and he joins me live on the program. John Aaron Toby is a young man who walked into the Richmond airport. Fill us in. What happened? This is your latest client, I guess, at the Rutherford Institute. Who is Aaron Toby, and what happened at the Richmond airport?
Aaron Toby's a local Charlottesville resident. His father's Bob Toby, who's an accountant in town. And Aaron is an architecture student at the University of Cincinnati, a fifth-year architecture student. And he was waiting in line to pass through screening at the Richmond airport. He was on his way to his grandfather's funeral. And getting ready to go through the screening, he had taken his shoes off, put his bags on the, gone through the scanner. His bags had on the belt that goes through, and he decided to remove his shirt, which he did, and he dropped his pants. He had running shorts on, not underwear, but running shorts, and on his chest he had a part of the Fourth Amendment written in red. It said, "The right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated." And he was very, very respectful when the agents came up and asked him what he was doing. And they put him through the metal detector. He passed all the tests. Then they arrested him, put his hands behind his back, handcuffed him, took him downstairs in a room for 90 minutes. Federal marshals questioned him about what terrorist organizations he belonged to. Of course, he doesn't belong to any terrorist groups. And he's being arraigned Monday in Richmond, and we are representing him.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. You have an opinion about this case, 977-1070. What'd they charge him with? Obviously not terrorism.
Basically, disturbing the peace, creating a disturbance under a Virginia law, which we looked at very carefully, which basically is a law that talks about inciting violence, which we don't know why that was applied to him. But it carries a $2,500 fine, 12 months in jail. So the first step, we're going to look at the criminal proceedings, and I think his First Amendment rights were violated in this particular situation.
So he took off his, this was as he's going through where we take off our belts and shoes, and that part right there, he took off.
Yeah, he was waiting in line to go through either the body scanner or through a pat-down. And his protest is mainly against what he's seeing in airports on the few interviews he's done that I have seen, and I've talked to him on the phone. He just feels that the Fourth Amendment's very important. And I think this is really neat in the sense that you have a young person doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's about time that some of the young people speak up about what they believe. Because most young people I talk to today seem oblivious to what's going on. But Aaron Toby obviously is not. I mean, he had carefully written the Fourth Amendment on his chest. There's some great photos, by the way, online with his hands behind his back, handcuffed with the Fourth Amendment on his chest. I laughed when I first saw it, and then his father talked to us about the case, and so we decided to take it on.
So he will be represented by the Rutherford Institute, attorneys affiliated with the Rutherford Institute. And remind us again the process from here on out, what happens?
Well, he'll be arraigned Monday. We don't know what the prosecutor's going to do, because there's been some talk that they're undecided, because as we've looked at the law, the particular law that he's, like I said, he's cited under, it's for inciting violence, and he's very respectful. All the videos show that he would say, "No, sir," "Yes, sir," and did not wave his arms. He just dropped his pants and took his shirt off so they could read what he was saying. And
nothing on his body said, "Kill TSA agents," or "Everybody, let's riot," or anything like that. It was just part of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, the right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures. That's basically it. That's what's on it was on his chest.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Is a possibility that at the arraignment on Monday that they would just say they don't want to press any charges and just make it go away?
They could, yeah. I mean, to me, I think that may be one of the smarter things to do. He shouldn't have been charged in the first place. People have asked him, what should you do in a situation? Well, let him pull his pants back and put his shirts on and pass through the scanner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we wouldn't have heard about
this. Is an overreaction. And again, most people don't understand, but you have a right to express yourself. He could have carried a sign through saying the same thing. But, you know, with running shorts on, he wasn't obscene. They didn't charge him with anything like that. It was just the fact that he was supposedly creating a disturbance and inciting violence, which he was not, of course. But could he have carried a sign through? Could he have had a big, tall hat on saying the same thing? But, you know, if he's going through the scanner, they're going to see him nude anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's go to Eric. He's in Charlottesville. Eric, thank you for the call. You go right ahead.
Yeah, well, this kid's a hero, number one. And number two, we have to remind the TSA, and we have to put pressure on our legislators to remind them that the airport is not a Bill of Rights free zone. This is not the way this is supposed to work. It's not like you suddenly walk in to Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union the minute you walk into an airport. And we need to challenge this stuff through the courts like John is doing, and we also need to remind our new Congress that we think this is unacceptable. It's too expensive. It doesn't make us safer. There is radiation that the people at Johns Hopkins have repeatedly reminded us is unregulated. They don't test these machines. And Aaron Tobey couldn't have been engaging in a more constitutionally protected form of political protest. And for those guys to harass and intimidate him like a bunch of thugs asking him what terrorist organizations he belongs to, when obviously he poses no threat, he doesn't have a gun, he's in running shorts for crying out loud. So, John, thank you very much for standing up for this kid, and I hope more people do things like this. That's what the only way we're going to be able to reverse this trend towards a totalitarian state, really.
Yeah. Eric, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Always look forward to you joining the program. Have a terrific weekend. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that when I first saw the issue, like I said, I thought the neat thing was Aaron Tobey, a young man, a college student, is taking a stand. And whether you agree or you don't agree, the fact that he's taking a stand is important. And I agree, the airports are not Bill of Rights free zones. I mean, you can't, the Constitution goes wherever we go. Of course, there's heightened security, but he obviously posed no threat. The thing that surprised me the most was the 90 minutes of interrogation. That surprised me. I mean, if you want to arrest him, take him down to the police station for the crime. But, I mean, once he gave his name, you could find out in 5 minutes what he's about if you're a federal agent.
Yeah. It's unbelievable that we've gotten to a point in this country that when you reference part of our Constitution and part of the written freedoms that we are all born with, that you're arrested, you're interrogated, you're believed to be a terrorist suspect. This is a scary time, John.
Yeah, and the thing is that as I talk to many of the people that work with these facilities, the airports, they have a little knowledge of what's in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and people have asked me why do we see these things happening? I think because there's just what we're constitutionally illiterate as a society. You know, all the surveys with students show that, but you know, the older folks don't know what's in the Bill of Rights. So if you really understood the Fourth Amendment, if you really understood the First Amendment, the police should have just said, okay, sir, you made your statement, put your shirt on.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on your airplane. And
just go on your way. We never would have heard about it. I'm glad we did hear about it. Ted is in Waynesboro. Ted, thank you for the call. You go right ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering if they just drop all the charges and hope this thing goes away, does he have any redress of suing for false imprisonment or something like that?
Well, what we're looking at is a possible civil rights suit based on the First Amendment, because I think what happened to him here essentially initially was the First Amendment violation. I think he has a right to have this on his chest to show it to people. He has a right to walk through with a sign if he sees fit, if he can walk through with anything. So I think that's the first issue we're going to be looking at.
Okay, well, I hope he does have some redress against them. Maybe it'll wake him up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're going to follow through. We're not going to let this go down easy, no.
Okay, I appreciate it. I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much, and we'll get an update, I'm sure, from John Whitehead next week. John, before we let you go off to have a great weekend, what's the latest that we can gauge from the courts regarding the Fourth Amendment?
Well, the latest we can gauge is just a few cases out there that have not really, basically held that metal detectors, in terms of this, metal detectors are not invasive searches. I would agree with that. I think they're going to have to look carefully at the scanners. We filed on behalf of two pilots in November, and 3 days later, the TSA announced that they would not require pilots to go through the scanners. That's the first step. We filed a lawsuit on behalf of three passengers, one being a 12-year-old girl who was actually pulled out of line and put through a body scanner, and her parents objected. So just filing the lawsuits, hoping we can force the courts to decide on the enhanced pat-downs and the body scanners, which they really have not addressed yet.
John Whitehead is the CEO and the founder of the Rutherford Institute. Y'all check out the website. There's all sorts of good stuff there at rutherford.org. John, thank you, sir, so much for all the work you do.
Hey, thank you.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or the things to be seized. That is the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.